This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, where our tagline is we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. Now, the part about protection, most people go along with that, but a lot of retirees forget about the enjoyment. So it's both enjoy. So help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where you try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. Let me tell you where we're located. And then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. Lots of good information. And if you're a woman, you want to stay tuned. Women and Social Security, why that is so important. We're probably going to do close to two segments on that. But if you'd like to give us a call to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute complimentary consultation or come into our office, let me tell you where we're located. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point in Hermitage, PA. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. Not seven, but 70 years. Now, we do have younger folks as well from introductions and referrals and professional and business people. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, we'll repeat it several times throughout the show, but it's 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation at 3087 Innovation Way or do a Zoom meeting or whatever, we're here for you. So again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Let me give you some websites. We have three of them. One is leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. And folks that have been on it, they says, you aren't kidding. You could literally spend hours and hours and hours full of educational information. And one of them's on-demand seminars that we have, and we're going to be talking a lot about Social Security, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there's one on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retirement? One is on women and wealth, which we're going to be talking about women and Social Security on the next segment. One is guaranteed income. I think most people, unless you're extremely wealthy, besides Social Security, would like to have a paycheck for life or a guaranteed income no matter what happens to the market. So you got your Social Security and you got this base income, because a lot of people are shifting gears from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase. It's important that you get that right. So we have one on guaranteed income, paycheck for life. One's how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on estate planning. So there's a mini seminar. So that website, again, is leave, the letter A, legacy.com. One is on taxes. We'll talk about what we do in a minute. InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com. And if you have pretty good income, high net worth, paying a lot of taxes, this one is specially designed for business and high net worth called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. A lot of people don't want to even think about that, or they think about that must mean you buy long-term care insurance. That's certainly one strategy. I don't particularly like that because, number one, if you don't use it, you lose it, even though there's about a 70-75% chance that you'll need some type of convalescent care, according to the government, when you're 65 years of age or older, but there's also a 25-30% chance you won't need it. So that's certainly one strategy, but a lot of companies have gotten out of it. They've raised the prices, and if you don't use it, you lose it. But there's many other strategies, folks, where you can take these lazy assets I call money market, savings account, checking account, non-qualified mutual account, something that's not performing, and you can transfer it to this strategy where it's liquid. You can get your hands on it. It earns a rate of return. It can, in many cases, do double or triple the amount that you put into it if you happen to qualify. And you can use it for in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home. Now, if you ask people if you had your druthers, most people would not want to have any of them. But if you had to, I think most people agree you want to be taken care of at home. So do you have a plan in place besides using a checking account or a non-qualified account or a money market account? Is there a possibility there's a better strategy? That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for you and your spouse, could really wipe you out. We also do tax preparation and tax planning. Yes, the taxes have been extended. When? Till May 17th. You also can file extension to October 15th. But just the regular one, it's not April 15th, it's May 17th. Unless you live in Texas, then it's June 15th. We have all 50 states. We do tax preparation for $150. That includes the long form or short form. Schedule A, if you have an itemized, most people don't, a few people do. Schedule B, that includes that, interest, dividends. Doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s you have. It also includes the state return. If you have a local, it's $10 extra. If you have Schedule D, that means you bought and sold either property or stocks. We include 10 trades with that. Schedule D, if you have more than 10 trades, call for a price. Schedule E, that includes that for that price, $150. That's included in that. That's rental. So if you have one rental or oil and gas, that's included. And if you have more than one rental, then depending on the complexity, anywhere from $25 to $35 extra. Schedule C is usually $25. Most of the time it's $35. If you have an S corporation, call for a price, but I can assure you we'll beat anybody's prices or LLCs or C corporation, et cetera. That. So the average right now, we've been tracking it. We do approximately 500 returns. It's about $158. Some less than that, some more than that. If you have Pennsylvania property rebate and qualify that, we charge $20 extra. But right now, it's about the average is $158, some more, some less. So if you'd like to get your taxes done, we're still taking them. You can file an extension if you like. Call toll-free, 800-264-4963. We do estate planning. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania who specialize in that arena, how to avoid probate, protect your assets from catastrophic illness, and Medicaid spend down both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Then you name the investment or the savings. I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. And we like to describe that because that's primarily what we do. It's like a color of a traffic light. You have yellow, green, and red. So if you think about yellow, most people think yellow is cautious, which it is on a traffic light. But we like to refer to it as your emergency money. And that would be checking, savings, money market, credit union. Now, we don't offer those vehicles, but the advantages are relatively safe. They're fairly liquid. The disadvantage is they don't earn much. And if they do earn any money, they're usually taxable unless you're in a low income. Then you have red money. That's on the other side of the spectrum. That would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, alternative investments, gold, silver, variable annuities. You notice I said variable annuities. The advantage is you get upside, but you also get downside. So there's pros and cons to everything. Then there's green money. Green money, you need to have an insurance license, not for long-term CDs or savings bond. If you want to offer these vehicles, which we do, fixed annuities, those are 1 year. They're like a CD at a bank, except they're with an insurance company. Most of them pay usually a little higher than a bank. There's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, etc. Then there's a vehicle called Enhanced, as we call it, Enhanced Index Annuities, or FIAs, F-I-A, or some people call them Fixed Index Annuities. Enhanced Index Annuities, where your money is linked to some type of indice, Barclays, BlackRock, something of that nature. So the advantage is, if the market tanks, you can't lose your money due to market conditions, that is. And the advantage, you get upside. Now, we've tracked like over 1,100 of these, and only 40 of them over the past 10 years have done anywhere from 6 to 12%. So the other 1,000 or so, 1,050, 1,060, aren't very good. So everything has dogs. You know, some are dogs, some are good ones. Just like mutual funds or stocks. We track, I got lots of software when it comes to investments. You can look at those. Some are in favor, some are out, some are have poor track records, etc. So everything has pros and cons. But if you're going to do this planning, we'll talk about what we do called the Retirement Roadmap. The first meeting, either by Zoom or in person, we do a fact finder, kind of discovery, give you a suitability questionnaire sheet to complete. And then we do the retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse until you die? And if you're single, for you. Very important. Then the third meeting, possibly the fourth, we start offering solutions, give you the pros and cons. So we don't have a dog in the hunt. We have a fiduciary company called Legacy Advisor Group. And then we have the other called Legacy Financial. We'll give you the pros and cons. So one size does not fit all. So sometimes brokers get irritated. Well, brokers, many brokers can't offer these other ones. So you can't just sub everybody into an investment account. Again, it depends on suitability and capacity. And that's one of the things we do is a questionnaire sheet to talk about suitability and capacity. If you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We come back. We're going to talk about the economy, where it's going. We're going to talk about women and Social Security. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning. And this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we talk about how Social Security can benefit women, let's talk a little bit about the economy. I'm recording this on Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. Of course, you're listening on Saturday between 11 to 12, and that's the 24th of April. So the good news is weekly jobless claims fell to a pandemic low of 547,000. They expected 617,000, and that was last week's 576,000. So that is good news. Now, there are the doom and gloom people out there, like Harry Dent, talking about May, keeps pushing it back. A guy named Alex Dorkin, you probably don't know who he is. He's been crying wolf for quite some time. He says everything's about in. He keeps saying that, about everything's going to fall, and he talks about a 70%. Now, no one has a crystal ball. I happen to disagree with those folks, but they could be right. The question is, how much can you afford to lose? So what I'm going to focus is more on the positive. A lot of the earnings are coming out. Not all companies, but many of the companies, the majority of them are posting what? Earnings. Good earnings. Although the market's having a hard time digesting that. They thought maybe because there's chatter about the capital gain rates, as Joey, JB as I call him, our president, of course he doesn't really know what's going on, but the powers that be are talking about, they want to treat long-term capital gains instead of 0, 15, and 20%. They want to tax it as ordinary incomes and bring it up to the old bracket of 39.6. Plus, they got that Medicare or that Obama tax on top of that, 38, so some people could be paying 40. So they thought maybe that might have a little bit today. It's been choppy. It's been setting some records high, and then it's been chopping. Or ready to break through on these earnings seasons. So let me tell you what Zach says. They say the coming economic boom and what it means for stocks, unlike Alex Dorkin, who thinks they're going to have a 70% decline. So you see the difference in people? That's why you need to have, folks, the retirement roadmap done. It's not how much can you afford to lose, how much you want to lose, how much can you afford to lose. That's why you should have, besides Social Security, for most people, not everybody, if you're wealthy, for many people, they should have another bucket of money, because now many of the people are going into what we call the distribution phase. And beside your Social Security, you should have that predictable. Instead of having that bonds, which bonds are kind of out of favor, an alternative would be this enhanced index annuity or this FIA that I talked about earlier. Could be, providing you get the right ones, because I told you there's about 40 good companies that have done pretty well, and there's a lot of dogs out there. But could be for some people. If not, we do manage money as well. It depends on the individual who we're talking about. So stocks have been on a roll, according to Zacks, this year with all three major indexes, the Dow, S&P, the NASDAQ hitting new all-time highs. With the market performing so well, some have begun to wonder if we're going too fast and too easily. But didn't people say the very same thing about 8 weeks ago when the market pulled back a few percent? Back then, it was the rising yields. Remember the bond yields and how it was possible foreshadowing of the market's demise. Inflation was going to rise and the Fed would raise interest rates sooner than later. But of course, none of that was true. Inflation remains stubbornly low. Quite frankly, according to Zacks, a bit more inflation, they say, would be great for the economy. And the Fed has repeatedly said they see rates staying near zero through 2023. Then, just like that, stocks embarked on the next big leg up, with the Dow gaining more than 12% since then, the S&P 12.5% since then, and the NASDAQ gaining 15% since then. And everybody stopped talking about rising yields. But now people are citing the fact that more than 95% of companies in the S&P as of last week are trading above the 200-day moving average. That's the new thing to watch out for, or not. That's because statistics show that a broadening rally is bullish for the market, not some dooming omen, which I mentioned earlier. In fact, according to Frank Caparelli, a death strategist and executive director at InstinctNet, it typically has only happened at the beginning stage of a longer-term move. One single idea changed Kevin Mattress' life as an investor, enabling him to tap into the greatest force driving stock prices. So, bullish indicator. It's rare occurrence to see 95% of those stocks get above the 200-day moving average. So rare, folks, that it's only happened three times since 2003. But when it did, you ready for this? The S&P climbed even higher and finished with gains 6 months later and 12 months later. So I'm hoping Zach's right, these other guys are wrong. Moreover, Keith Lerner, chief market strategist for Trust Advisory Service, notes that 90% of the S&P 500 stocks crossed above their 50-day moving average as well. He goes on to say that in the last 15 times when that has happened, the market was higher in 14 of those 15 times 12 months later. And the average annual gain was more than 16%. Now, a little uneasy? Well, put some of your money in a strategy with some of these ones over the past 10 years have done double digits in the 12s, 10s, 8s, and 9 with no downside risk. I'm not saying put all your money, but you might want to look in that or check that out. Granted, this usually takes place after a correction, and we're up more than 91% from the pandemic low last year, but much of that gain was making up for lost ground. It was forecast for soaring economic growth ahead. One could make a case that the economic boom is just beginning. Of course, Harry Dent and Alex Dorkin would disagree with that. Full-year GDP, gross domestic product forecasts, were just raised to 6.5%, which would make it the fastest growth rate in 36 years. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, in a recent interview, said, "What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that we feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly." I don't know, it sounds pretty bullish from him. An economic report after economic report continues to show an economy on the mend. Now add in the unprecedented amount of stimulus money being pumped in the economy, and stocks are poised to soar, according to Zacks. Again, guys like Harry Dent, Alex Dorkin, and others think otherwise. In fact, one guy thinks we're in for a 70% drop. Roughly 6 million in stimulus funds have already been approved, with another 2.25 trillion in infrastructure. Of course, only 5% is going to infrastructure, is on the table. We're about to see a second round of pent-up demand and read a record amount of stimulus money, and that a recipe for explosive economic growth and stock market gains. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, in his annual shareholder letter summed it up best when he said, "We could be looking at Goldilocks moment for the economy." Is he right? He went on to say this boom could easily run into 2023 because all the spending extends well into 2023. Pretty bullish from Jamie Dimon. History in the making. What we're seeing right now is history in the making, and historical time typically lead to historical price gain. Now, this is from Zacks. So you need to make sure you're taking full advantage of. Think they're crazy? That's why you need to have the retirement roadmap. Give us a call. We got different buckets of money. We'll do this suitability capacity through OnPoint. Pretty nice little, tells you where you're at, folks, and what kind of risk and so forth. So we have different strategies for different folks. Interested in setting up a complimentary call? Give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Set up a 5, 10, 15 minute phone call. Do a Zoom or come in and have a complimentary consultation. Now we're going to switch gears. We don't have a lot of time to introduce this, but then we're going to spend the whole next segment talking about how Social Security benefits women. Women in Social Security. So we read something from Sophia Tucker. She said, "From birth to age 18, a girl needs good parents. From 18 to 35, she needs good looks. From 35 to 55, she needs a good personality. And from 55 on, she needs cash. What say you?" So women need Social Security. Over their lifetimes, women tend to earn less, save less, and live longer than men. This is a triple whammy, hits them in the face at retirement when they find they have little or no pension income, little or no savings to draw from, and many remaining years during which they must cover the basic necessity of life. For many women, Social Security is the only thing standing between themselves and abject poverty. That's also why you need that other bucket of money for you and your spouse, a paycheck for life. So when we come back, we're going to talk on the third segment all about women and Social Security. Then the last segment, I got some breaking news regarding politics. So you want to stay tuned for that. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Now, we just started the last couple minutes talking about women and Social Security and why women benefit from Social Security. They tend to see to live longer. They earn less. That's why it's important, this subject about Social Security. Not only that, you need to plan for another bucket of money that's guaranteed no matter what happens. You have your Social Security and a paycheck for life. Go to that website at leavealegacy.com. We have on-demand seminar that talks about a paycheck for life. If you want to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call to learn more about it. The 5, 10, 15-minute call. Call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, or you can come in and have a complimentary consultation or do a Zoom meeting. So the odds are high that a woman who has been financially dependent on a husband all her life will find herself alone at some point. The lucky ones will greet divorce or widowhood with a pile of cash in the name of a good advisor. The unlucky ones will grasp at the only financial safety net available to them. Approximately 40%, folks, of all, hear this, all elderly unmarried females receiving Social Security benefits rely on Social Security. And you hear the sad part about this, for 90% or more of their income. If you just set up a paycheck for life, you could have been a lot more at ease. For all unmarried women, including widows, age 65 and older, Social Security comprises 53% of their total income. In contrast, Social Security benefits comprise only 38% of unmarried elderly men's income and only 3% of elderly couples' income. So that's why it's very, very important. My daughter, Sherry Marini, and she just had an adopted baby. She has a 12-year-old, so she's kind of back part-time. But she's probably the only advisor, I don't know this for a fact, but I say probably the only one in Eastern Ohio, in Western Pennsylvania that's actually worked at the Social Security office. So if you're concerned or you want a lot of information, first place, we'll go to our website at leavealegacy.com. And there's a go on the on-demand seminars. We got free reports that you can get, videos, quizzes. But give us a call. We can help you out with that. So, for men, Social Security plan for women provides a kind of a wake-up call. Many men are not aware that women, they care about mothers, wives, daughters, maybe ill-prepared financially. Now, there's some very savvy women. It's not true, but many of them are not and lack the knowledge and experience to handle financial matters on their own. Social Security plan not only teaches men about spousal and survivor benefits and the value of delaying benefits in order to increase survivor benefits. Now, that's what I did with my wife. I waited to 70. Many of you can't do that. So one size does not fit all, but that is certainly one of the strategies. Or you can do one that's called a start, stop, and then start it again. But you have to know do the planning to that retirement roadmap and have a vehicle that produces income for you while you do that. Social Security is general neutral. Benefits granted to wives and widows are also available to husbands and widowers. Now, in a perfect world, women and men would take advantage of these benefits equally. But unfortunately, folks, statistics show that more women than men receive spousal benefits because their earnings are significantly lower. And they later depend on survivor benefits because they live longer. Both sexes may bristle somewhat at the idea of singling out women for special Social Security planning. But it's too important to ignore. Have you done a plan? You know all about it. Test your knowledge. Go to that website, leavealegacy.com. It has our contact information, on-demand seminar. They have some quizzes. You can take it before you watch the video, the mini seminar, and then test your knowledge after you watch it. I think you'll be shocked. The beauty of customized Social Security planning, which we do at Legacy Financial Strategies, in which clients sit down with us for personalized advice, is that you can decide to ignore some of the statistics in favor of your situation. For example, let's say you have a hiring wife who's older than her husband, would probably want to delay benefits age 70. So her surviving husband would have a higher income should she die first. In other words, she would follow the standard advice for high-earning husbands who are older than their wives. And then again, you could be a couple who do not fit the mold of the lower-earning wife, and a sooner dying husband is characterized in the classic Social Security plan. That's why it's important to come in. Everybody's different. By all means, we have to tailor the guidelines to fit your needs. For the rest of you folks out there, the survival provisions could make up some of the statistical income and life expectancy inequities to give women greater financial security in their old age. But I can't ignore to do the planning and having a piece of your income besides Social Security, it depends on much, that have that paycheck for life. It gives you peace of mind. And folks, these green money strategies, the top 40 have done anywhere from 6 up to 12% with no downside risk. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do that in the future, but that's the top 40. Now, the rest of them, if you get the wrong ones, that's not the case. So which is greater, earned benefit or a spousal benefit? A fundamental provision for women who are or have been married is the ability to receive the higher of either her own earned benefit or spousal benefit based on current or former husband's work record. Here's the catch, is that the spousal benefit is only half of the husband's benefit. If you take the typical baby boomer wife who took about 10 or 12 years out of the workforce to raise children and who earned 50% to 75% of the Social Security maximum and all the other years, Her earn, it's called PIA, primary insurance amount, will be a little over half her husband's PIA, primary insurance amount. So while Social Security spousal benefits can be extremely valuable for women with little or no earnings history, they may not come into play so much for baby boomers. That's why that paycheck for life could be an alternative strategy. Survival benefits will, because they equal 100% of the deceased spouse benefits. So if a baby boomer wife starts out receiving her own benefits because it's barely higher than her spousal benefit, and if her husband's die, she will nearly double her income, but not their joint income, because she will lose her own benefit. In other words, it's part of the husband when she switches over. But while he is alive, her benefit will be considerably lower than his. This is not a big problem if you're still married, but if they were divorced and wind up having to support herself on about one-third the income receiving as a couple. And here's another concern for baby boomer women. Divorce rate. The divorce rate for baby boom generation, you ready for this, is about double that of the previous generation. Never married women are also twice as prevalent among baby boomers as in the early generation. There's a paper, by the way, called Why Are So Many Older Women Poor? From the Center of Retirement Research at Boston College. Both these groups, divorced and never married women, have high poverty rates. So your chances of increase as a portion of population worsens the outlook for future retirees. Social Security planning for women is vital. It involves projecting benefits based on a woman's current situation. Usually annual statements on online calculators, we can help you with that. So, folks, there's much, much more. What do we charge to do this planning for you? We don't do anything. We make our money after we do the planning. We do the fact finder. We do the retirement roadmap. And then when it comes to the strategy we're doing, if it's an insurance product, then we get paid a commission, not out of your pocket. If it's a managed money, then we get paid a fee. So one size does fit all, or maybe a combination of the two. Or you could pay for a plan and take it elsewhere. But the important thing is you need to do a plan. Most of the people you're probably working are not up to speed in that. Legacy Financial Strategies, I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter is a certified estate planner. We do tax planning. We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. We get involved in savings and investment vehicles. So we have lots of that. So if you'd like to check us out, learn more about what we do, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call, or come in for a complimentary consultation, or do a Zoom meeting. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want just an important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write down the toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Let me read something to you. And I remember this gentleman, I hate to call him a gentleman, his name was Khrushchev, many years ago at the United Nations. You remember Khrushchev's prediction? Remember watching him banging his shoe? He took it off and sobering. He said, it's been almost 61 years since Russia's Khrushchev delivered this September 29th, 1959. I was 11 years old and I remember this. Here's the quote. Your children's children will live under communism. Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism till you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will be so weak in your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give those who would not. Remember, socialism leads to communism. So how do you create a socialistic state? There are 8 levels of control. You ready for this, folks? Number 1, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them. Number 3, debt. Increase this debt. And by the way, go to usdebt.org. You'll see what I'm talking about. To an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Number 4, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from front of the government. That way you are able to create a police state. Number 5, welfare. Take control of every aspect. Food, housing, income, of their lives, because that will make them fully dependent on the government. Number 6, education. Take control of what people will read and listen to, and take control of what their children learn in school. You smell something? Religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and school, because the people need to believe in only the government, knowing what is best for people. Number 8, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy, into the poor. Eliminate the middle class. This will cause more discontent and will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. A perfect parallel to the 2020 Democrat agenda. It's written by Bill Price, but quoted from a lot of that from Khrushchev. He said it will bury you. And he was prophetic, not realizing what he was talking about. Now, another organization I can't understand, and don't believe me, go to their website, Black Lives Matter, and abortion is the number one destroyer of black lives in America. Yep, Black Lives Matter, an organization supposedly dedicated to ending violence against African Americans, is doing nothing to prevent it, according to Andre Weinberg. Wrote this week at the American Thinker. Weinberg, formerly a pro-choice Democrat, says she became pro-life in part because she began to realize the horrific impact of abortion in the U.S., including the massive numbers of unborn babies who are killed every year. In the African community, the numbers are especially staggering. According to the most recent statistics from the Centers of Disease Control, 117,626, or about 34% of surgical abortions in 2018, were African-American mothers and their unborn babies. This, even though African-Americans represent about 13% of the U.S. population. Since 1973, an estimated 20 million unborn black babies have been killed in abortions. Unbelievable. God loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. Now, I read this last week, but it's worthwhile repeating it again and again. Joe Biden, JB, Joey, puts pro-life groups on domestic extremist list, calls pro-life people violent. This is from Life News. Joe Biden will make Americans fund research using body parts from aborted babies. Biden Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says killing babies in abortions is a human right. Shame, shame, shame. I happened to listen to part of a conference, not the whole thing. It was like 2.5 days, called the Health and Freedom Conference that Clay Clark put on. They had a lot of dynamic speakers, different colors, different sizes, different height, different weight, different parts of the states, different ethnic groups, entertainers, people, a variety of people. They had about 4,000 people in Oklahoma, and they had about 3 million worldwide. For people on my list, I'm going to be emailing out because it's free to watch. As soon as they shorten it down, because most people aren't going to listen to 2.5 days, but they're going to be editing it down. And if you'd like to get more about that, and it talks about COVID. One's an Oxford report, folks, that 90%, according to the Oxford report, I have the documentation, an inhaler cures COVID, 90%. What's the credibility? Oxford. Documentation. I don't think you've heard about that. A lot of information do we have. So let's talk about an article. It says, respected doctor who studied bioweapons believes COVID-19 jabs are a form of weaponized medicine. Her name is Dr. Lee Merritt, an award-winning spinal surgeon and former president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, believes that current coronavirus vaccines are dangerous bioweapons being deployed against the people. So I'd be interested in your thoughts and comments. I'll try to read part of it. Dr. Lee Merritt, who previously studied bioweapons while serving as an orthopedic surgeon, United States Navy for 9 years, sat on the board of Arizona Medical Association, and has published numerous peer-reviewed papers, believes that mRNA-altering coronavirus jabs currently being distributed in the United States are rewriting, ready for this, our genetic code to make us vulnerable to a second virus later on. I believe early on in February, this was a biological manipulated bioweapon, she said, because the minute that anybody popped up with data suggesting they were censored, she said in an interview last month in the New America, based on their time spent on bioweapons research, Dr. Merritt believes that we live in an era of fifth-generation warfare where instead of using weapons on the battlefield, covert biological agents, economic warfare, and propaganda are most effective in turning the tables of power between nations. She said we had a lot of bioweapons over the years, and the one she said she was very worried about was smallpox. But because of these bioweapons were either hard to distribute or there was a treatment for them. She said, I think there's a host of evidence that shows coronavirus is naturally occurring, very benign virus that doesn't even give most people the cold, but most of it give you a common cold. She said vaccines are most effective when used against untreatable and deadly virus, she says. While diseases like smallpox and polio were effectively treated with immunizations, scientists have discovered promising treatments for coronavirus since the pandemic began, such as hydroxychloroquine and intravenous vitamin C. If we're in biowarfare right now, she said, now is part of this multidimensional warfare. If you have a treatment in your back pocket, they cannot terrorize you with viruses, and that's important because the vaccine, she says, does not prevent transmission by their own admission. Dr. Lee Barrett, there's more to it. So is she a kook? Is she on? Well, if you listen to that conference, they had multitude of doctors, by the way, that talked about that. It's too much involved. It's here's what you do. You call our office. Ask for it. It's called the Health and Freedom Conference. And when I make it available, I'll email it to you. There's no charge. I didn't have to pay for it. The people there had to pay for it attending. Pretty powerful stuff. I'll next time get in what Regenix is, why mask wearing is political rather than based on science. So remember this, folks. God loves everybody. He's a respecter of no persons. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. You will not get there because you're a good old person. I do another radio show on Sunday morning on WPIC, 790 AM, from 8:30 AM to 9 AM, 790 AM, called One Way Radio Network, because there's only one way to heaven. The Bible is very clear. Man's appointed once to die. Then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go the next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. The Bible is very clear, saying there's none righteous. Romans 3:10. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous holy God, we are filthy rags, folks. The secret. He's at the door. You have to open that door. Here's how you knock. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm humbling myself before the Lord. First step, James 4:10, humble. There is no salvation without brokenness. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I believe Jesus died on the cross for you and me. I believe he rose from the dead. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. Come and live with me. I ask this in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer and mean it, we'd like to hear from you. I'd like to send a book out to you about heaven, what that's like, by Randy Elkhorn, A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. God loves you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment. Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.